The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, let me begin this hour with a little bit of good news on the COVID front. Now, if you follow the cases in Ohio, you're probably going, Bob, what are you out of your mind? Today we had the biggest single day spike in months and months and months. What do you mean, good news? Well, hang with me. Welcome to Poverty Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Here is what I think a reasonable person would conclude. This whole COVID thing comes in surges. The authorities, the experts are making up the rules as they go. And there's no doubt about that. They are making up the rules as they go. And I will repeat what I have said dozens of times. I think 4 or 5 years from now, we will look back and find that almost everything we were told was at least inaccurate and in some cases absolutely false. We have already learned that much of what we were told a year ago is just not true. Remember Flatten the Curve? Everybody wear a mask. Everybody stay home. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks at the most, we'll flatten the curve. And yep. When was the last time you heard anybody talk about flatten the curve? And yet, over a year ago, that's all anybody could talk about. Got to flatten the curve. Flatten the curve. That's the answer. Nobody's talking about that anymore because it doesn't make any sense. It did a year ago. So anyway, I think a reasonable person would conclude that in the history, this short history of this whole COVID pandemic, is that it comes in waves, it comes in surges, similar to the seasonal flu. Probably more deadly, but we're not sure. And it mutates, as the seasonal flu does. That's why every year they have to develop a completely new flu shot to deal with the flu strain of that year and so forth. Okay. It looks like nationwide the surge is over. The Department of Health and Human Services today announced that hospitalizations across America are declining. When you look at the entire nation, quote, the 7-day average of new daily hospitalizations with confirmed COVID-19 dropped 2.4% from a week earlier, the first such drop since around June 27th, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It comes as fewer hospitalizations are being reported in Florida, Texas, and other southern states. That's where the big, big, big surge was. When this new surge began, it was happening down south. And, of course, the mainstream media says, well, Texas, because they're all a bunch of crazy Republicans, and Florida, because Governor Ron DeSantis wants everybody to die down there because he's a Republican. Well, it looks like the surge is declining in those states. And as you look across America, the surge comes at different times in different places. Here in Ohio, it looks like we are peaking out. We can hope. We had 7,000 new cases today. That's a huge surge. And it should be of concern. You know, I am not one of those, it's not important. It's not. Hey, listen. Just before the break, I ask you to pray for a 45-year-old healthy man, a runner and athlete, who is extremely near death with COVID. No, I know I'm not taking this lightly, and you shouldn't either. However, I have continually said, don't live in fear. And it looks like the reasonable conclusion is we have had surges, and where the surge began this time down south, the surge is over and is fairly rapidly declining. Can we assume that's going to happen here in Ohio? I think so. If it would fit a, it would fit a pattern. And we can certainly hope and pray that maybe today is the highest case and now we're going to see a decline. But nationwide, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is reporting hospital admissions are declining since the since late June. They have been peaking since late June. June? July, August, but they are implying that this surge is over nationwide. If that pattern goes across the country, which there's every reason to believe that it will, that's going to happen in Ohio as well. Our surge came later than the southern states, and we can certainly hope and pray that that is the case. The whole vaccine debate is going to continue, and I'm not even going to get into that today. That's your decision. Just make sure that you make your decision concerning the vaccine on facts, not just stuff that you're looking for on the internet. Strange story. Here is breaking news from Fox News from this morning. Breaking news. U.S. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen goes missing while trying to enter Afghanistan during recent Taliban turnover. U.S. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican from Oklahoma, has gone missing after trying to enter Afghanistan during the recent takeover. According to the Washington Post, the Republican congressman was on a rogue evacuation mission, ignoring warnings from the State Department not to travel to the country. Mullen contacted the embassy in Tajikistan in an attempt to move cash into Afghanistan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It says that the Pentagon denied and he's missing and so forth. Well, that was early this morning. About an hour ago, headline, Oklahoma Representative Mullen, after reported Afghan evacuation effort, says he's heading home. For a period of time yesterday, neither House Republican leadership nor Oklahoma's delegation had information about Mullen's status, but he has since posted an update on Instagram explaining why he went off grid. He said, quote, I'm headed home. We have been helping get Americans out of Afghanistan. Yes. Is the mission continuing? Yes. Am I missing? No. Did I go dark for a little? Yes, because it wasn't safe for me to be communicating. So he is headed back to the United States. He says he is fine. He is safe. And he intentionally disappeared. Didn't want anybody to know where he was for safety reasons. So... The left The left-leaning media was making a big, big deal out of it. He probably got a whole bunch of people killed, got himself killed, those rogue Republicans. Now he's trying to rescue. He's trying to do what our government didn't do. And by the way, did you know that at least 32 California students, some from the San Diego area, most from the Sacramento area, at least 32 American students are stranded in Afghanistan. Kids, students, stranded in Afghanistan. President Biden said yesterday, well, we got 90% out. Well, evidently they are part of the 10%. Can you imagine if a husband took his 9 kids on an outing and then he texted his wife, hey, honey, I'm coming home. I got myself an 8 of the kids. We lost one of the kids, but he'll probably be okay. Don't worry about it. That's what the President of the United States asked Americans to do yesterday.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, they are flipping out everywhere. Who are they? Yeah, the pro-abortion people. They are having a hissy fit. Why? Because Texas is going to enforce, beginning today, the heartbeat bill of Texas. You can't abort a baby after a heartbeat has been detected. Now, if you take away all of the politics, all of the histrionics, if you take all of that away and just look at this from common sense, scientific, and humane standpoint, here is an individual human being in the womb of his or her mother. Completely unique. Their own absolutely unique DNA. And the heart begins to beat. Now, I could go off on a tangent. For those people who believe in the foolishness of evolution, can somebody explain to me how in just 6 weeks a little tiny human being can be formed in the womb and a heart can form and suddenly it begins to beat? It wasn't beating before. Wasn't beating before, and it just starts to beat. How do you explain that from an evolutionary standpoint? Well, you can't. But anyway, there's a heart beating. Now, how do you determine when a person dies? When their heart stops, right? I mean, that's true for humans, pets. We, sadly, tragically, through the years, we have had to put several pets down. And we go to the vet. It is heart-wrenching. They give them the drugs, and then they've got the stethoscope, and they're listening. And they finally look at you, and they say, he's gone. Why? Because the heart stopped. How do you officially declare a human being dead? It's when the heart stops. So doesn't it make sense? I mean, just from a common sense standpoint and scientific, doesn't it make sense that life begins? If life ends when the heart stops, doesn't life begin when the heart starts? Well, the federal court down in Texas has refused to overturn the heartbeat bill in Texas, and Texas will be the very first state in America to be able to enforce a heartbeat bill. And the liberals are going crazy. I just got an email from MoveOn.org. Headline, cruel, unconscionable, and unlawful. Nearly all abortions banned in Texas. This is the culmination of a decades-long, massively funded campaign by the far right to pack the courts with anti-abortion ideologues. Is a direct result of Mitch McConnell breaking Senate rules to ram through the Supreme Court confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Wait, MoveOn.org. This decision was not made by the Supreme Court, but by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett had nothing to do with this decision. But MoveOn.org is flipping out. And, of course, the purpose of the email, will you donate $3 to help stop Mitch McConnell from retaking the Senate and blah, 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 blah. And then I get this. That's MoveOn.org. Then I get this from Catholics for Choice. Yeah. Catholics for Choice condemns Texas' dystopian new abortion ban. Catholics for Choice, which uplifts and amplifies the voices of the majority of Catholics who believe in reproductive freedom, condemned Texas' dangerous and unconstitutional new abortion ban. They say, as Catholics, we are dismayed, disheartened, and disgusted to see the majority Catholic Supreme Court greenlighting a measure that grossly betrays the fundamental values of Catholic social teaching, particularly respect for human dignity and liberation. Well, the Supreme Court did refuse to overturn the Fifth Circuit Court, but the decision was made by the Fifth Circuit Court. Catholics for Choice. Again, that's as ludicrous as Baptist for sprinkling. Catholic doctrine is absolutely clear. Abortion is not only wrong, it is evil, and it is the worst of the sins in the Catholic Church. So if you are a Catholic for Choice, you are a Catholic defying some of the most fundamental teaching of your church. There's no such thing as Catholics for Choice. There are people who claim to be Catholics who deny their faith, but there's no such thing as Catholics for Choice. But the left is going crazy. I mean crazy. Because innocent young lives will be saved. Doesn't that tell you how evil, I mean how blatantly evil the left is?
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.